the least likely suspect as murderer. Quite simply, before anyone did anything, Poe did everything. Or almost everything. While Poe's stories were popular and prompted others to try their hand at detective fiction, it would be nearly 20 years before the first novel-length detective story was published. This was The Notting Hill Mystery, 1862 to 1863, by Charles Warren Adams, writing as Charles Felix. Though other detective novels appeared, most notably The Moonstone, 1868, by Wilkie Collins, detection remained generally subordinate to romance and suspense, and it would be a further 20 years before the next landmark in detective fiction, Fergus Hume's The Mystery of a Hansom Cab, published in 1886. And then, in 1887, readers were introduced to the greatest detective of them all, Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. As well as that first novel, A Study in Scarlet, Holmes appeared in three more novels, but it is principally because of the 56 short stories about Holmes, published in the Strand magazine, that the character has endured. While Holmes had other rivals in the 1880s and 90s, most notably Arthur Morrison's investigator Martin Hewitt, none has survived to the present day. The popularity of detective fiction, especially in the short story form, continued into the Edwardian age, although only two characters from that period approach Holmes in terms of the quality of the stories in which they appear. G.K. Chesterton's Father Brown, a Catholic priest with an eye for paradox and a soul for the guilty, who featured in more than 50 stories. And Dr. John Thorndike, R. Austin Freeman's preternaturally intelligent forensic investigator, although his novel-length cases are more satisfying than the 41 short stories in which he appears. While the puzzles set by Chesterton and Freeman were for the most part very much in the tradition of the Sherlock Holmes mysteries, E.C. Bentley's 1913 novel Trent's Last Case was a game-changer, its publication often regarded as marking the beginning of what has become known as the Golden Age of crime and detective fiction. In Trent's Last Case, Bentley presented a clear problem, the shooting of a millionaire. But he turned convention on its head by allowing Trent to fall in love with a suspect, commonplace now but far from so at the time. And Bentley further confounded readers' expectations because Trent does not solve the case. Trent's Last Case was immensely popular and remains in print today, along with Bentley's second Trent novel and a volume containing all 13 of the Trent short stories, Trent Interviews, 1938. The novel prompted a boom in detective fiction in Britain, and for the best part of the next 20 years, a detective short story appeared in almost every issue of almost every magazine, in long-lost titles like The Red, Pearson's, The Bystander, The Sphere, The Corner, Britannia and Eve, as well as others that have endured, like Harper's and The Tatler. Detective stories and episodic mystery serials also became a standard feature in national weekly newspapers, like the News of the World, and they could also be found in regional weeklies, like the Yorkshire Weekly Post and the Sheffield Weekly Telegraph. These and countless other titles quickly became a strong, diverse, and seemingly sustainable market for detective fiction, especially stories that turned on a twist, or which featured an impossible crime, an unusual weapon, or an unbreakable alibi. And they provided a complementary source of income for many of the best-known Golden Age authors, as well as for some opportunistic hacks. As the First World War ended, a steady trickle of novels that had come to be recognized as classics of the genre began to appear. In 1920, the Irish engineer Freeman Wills Crofts published The Cask, a sturdy police procedural whose mystery carried it through multiple editions. The same year, Agatha Christie, unquestionably the most popular writer of the Golden Age, had her first detective novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, serialized over 18 weeks in the weekly edition of The Times, providing a retired Belgian police officer, Hercule Poirot, with his first case and his first published book in Britain in 1921. In 1923, Dorothy L. Sayers' first Lord Peter Wimsey novel, Whose Body, was published, while 1924 saw the publication of The Rasp, the first of Philip MacDonald's Colonel